Blog Talk Radio.
Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever can.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. Get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mouth. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, and work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted. But that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the critics, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can't get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, closer.
Hello, and how is everybody doing this evening? I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are ready for tonight's show. We are back live. We've been away from some of our live locker room shows because, for those that don't know, behind the scenes with Before You Go Pro, we're embarking upon some very special times. We are a company that is really about to get out there and make our presence felt. So that includes us doing press releases. That includes us continuing to build our team on the back end. But we are ready to take this thing to a new level. We have had a profound season this far with athletes having highs and lows. Throughout the country, we have guys that play at the high school level, junior college level, and at the college level right now. And it's a real process moving them towards success, both on and off the field. So for those that don't know, Before You Go Pro is a company that has a sole focus of working with young football players between the ages of 13 through 19 from a mental, moral, social standpoint. And we really want to groom guys so that they can scrape the plate, so that they can thrive on and off the field. And so many of you guys have talent. You just need some tweaking to get things to the next level. So our locker room shows, to a certain extent, are our classroom. It's a time for us to really dig into what it takes to have success on and off the field for these young football players. So tonight's class is no different. Tonight's locker room show is no different. We will be talking about finishing strong, you guys. We want you to finish the season strong. So many of you high school players out there, maybe some of the East Coast kids are getting ready for playoffs. Some of the West Coast kids are right towards the end of their season, where maybe they've got two or three regular season games left. And then hopefully it's playoffs for them. The college kids that we work with, they're right towards the end of their season where, you know, they've got three or four games left and then maybe a possible bowl game. So this is a critical time, you guys, that you have to really be focused and you really have to finish through the line, as so to speak, to make sure that not only are you setting yourself up and your team up for success, but you're on track to accomplish some of the goals that you've set for yourself. And hopefully you all did have goals. So tonight we will be talking about finishing the season strong. We will be bringing in a very dear friend of mine, somebody that I played with not only in high school, but also in college. His name is Donald Strickland, great defensive back. Coming out of the Bay Area, then he went off to the University of Colorado, where he became an all-conference player there. And then got drafted in the third round by the Indianapolis Colts, and had a great NFL career, played for a few different teams, but really had a strong NFL career. So he's going to come in here shortly, and I've got some specific questions for him about how he prepared himself, how he kept himself healthy, how he kept his mind mentally strong to finish the season. So when I look at you guys, a lot of you young players out there, we're looking at two different sets of players as far as finishing the season strong and what you'll embark upon next. For some of you guys, you're going to be moving on to the next level. So maybe you are a high school kid that's going to be moving on to junior college, a junior college kid that's going to be moving on to college. You know, maybe you're a college kid going off to try and see if you can make your way in pro football. So wherever you're at, there are definitely some things that are going to come along with your journey. Now, you may be a young man that's coming back to be on the same team that you're on right now. Maybe you're a high school sophomore, and you're on varsity, you're going to be on varsity again next year. Maybe you're a college junior, and you'll be coming back for your senior year in college. So no matter what, you want to make sure that not only can you stay healthy, not only can you stay out of the doghouse with your coaching staff, and not only are you really helping your team win games, but you also want to be savvy, you guys. Because we talk to all of our young football players, and we talk to them about being business athletes. And you want to be savvy so that when that season is over, whoever it is that's evaluating you, and we all get evaluated from the coach all the way down to the equipment managers, we all get evaluated. Whoever's evaluating you has a strong opinion, has a strong feeling about who you are and what you can accomplish. So one of the things that we always talk to our players about is the influence of a coach. So some of you guys, like I said, will be going on next year, and maybe you're getting recruited right now, and those college coaches are going to come speak to your high school coach, and they're going to say, what do you think about this young man? Do you think we should offer him a six-figure scholarship so that he can come play at our university? And what is your coach going to say? Is he going to say something positive, or is he going to say something negative? And I've been in positions, guys, where I've been on both sides of the fence. Coming out of high school, my coach would have nothing but positive things to say about me. Coming out of college, I made some young, dumb mistakes, and I shot myself in the foot as far as perceptions and what a potential coach may be saying about me. So what is your coach going to say about you as you head around to that final leg of your season this year? And then as far as on your current team, meaning that you're on the team that you're going to come back to next year, is that coach's perception of you high enough where he wants to make you one of his premier players next year? Is his perception that, hey, I got to give this guy the ball more, or, you know, this quarterback, he's ready to take a bigger portion of the playbook? What is your coach's perception if this is a team that you're coming back to next year? So these are all things that you guys got to be thinking about moving forward, because the whole goal, the whole name of the game is to position yourself. We're playing a team sport, but make no mistake about it. You guys are individual contractors to a certain extent. You may be on a high school or junior college team right now. Not all of you guys will be ending up at the same college. You may be on a college team right now. Not all of you guys are going to get drafted. So you're on a team, but you are definitely an individual contractor, and you want to set yourself up for success with the team in mind. So when you're looking at finishing the season, you guys, focus is going to have to be at a premium. Now, you guys are on different teams. I understand some teams may be heading off to the next level as far as playoffs or maybe a bowl game, but some of you guys may be on teams that, for lack of better terms, suck. And I've been on both sides of that fence too. So let's talk about it. What if I am on a team, Coach Woods, that is not particularly good right now? What if I am on a team that's struggling? You know, and maybe many guys aren't getting looked at as far as moving on to the next level. What does your focus have to be one of the shining stars, one of the shining spots on a terrible team? Your focus has to be tremendous. You have to have your things in order. You have to be one of those people that when the coach is asked about the team and the struggling season, you have to be one of those people that he puts to the side in a special place that says, hey, even though it was a terrible season, we did have this one player right here that stood out, and he's worthy of a look. You know, now what if I'm on a great team? Okay, am I playing on that great team, or am I a contributor on that great team? You know, so as somebody that's on a great team, and I've been a part of a championship team both as a coach and as a player, when you're a part of a great team, there becomes a heightened sense of camaraderie. It becomes a heightened sense of duty and responsibility to your teammates. You don't want to mess it up for your teammates. You know, so you have to be more responsible probably with a winning team than a losing, because there's more weight, there's more a burden to bear if you're the one that unfortunately messes up for the team. So we're going to talk about some of those things right now, and I actually do have my dear friend in Donald Strickland. D. Strick, can you hear us tonight?
I can, loud and clear. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear Hello? You, man, and I know you're a busy person, so thanks for coming in tonight. I was kind of prepping the show, and tonight's show, as you know, is about finishing the season strong, so we appreciate your time tonight.
Oh, no doubt. Anytime.
So, you know, there's a couple seminal moments, you know, key moments that I could think of in my career and also in your career where, you know, you were moving on. You were going from high school at one point to college, and then you were going from college into the NFL. And those are such key points, you know, where you got to cash out as a young player. When you were coming out of high school, that senior year, did you feel any pressure to really perform well that senior year in high school?
I did actually, because, you know, I've always struggled with injuries, and I didn't have a full season playing up until my senior year. So it was always a stigma that I was going to get hurt, and I had to break out of that mindset and just, you know, trust that God was going to lead me to where I needed to go.
Great feedback right there. As far as the injuries in the past, do you think there was anything you may have been able to do to control it, or was it just a freak injuries?
I mean, looking back now, I mean, the way I played was a sort of a double-edged sword. So it was the same thing that excited, you know, recruiters and coaches, but at the same time, it was the thing that put me on the sideline sometimes, because the way I played. So sometimes you just have to be who you are. I mean that's the real big question. Be who you are. Approach the game the way you want to play, and let the chips fall where they may. But it was something that every injury sort of prepared me for rehab, and actually through that time of rehabbing and working hard, I got stronger, I got faster, and things aligned, you know, the senior year. And even though I did get hurt towards the tail end of my senior year, but I had done enough throughout the season to earn a scholarship, and that was a great achievement. And it was something that I held on to throughout my college career, throughout, you know, life right now.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the things I was talking about, Donald, before you came on, was how these guys are playing a team sport, but to a certain extent, they're all individual contractors. And was it ever hard for you in high school or for that case in college to manage wanting to be a team player, but also needing to get yours, needing to make sure that you were in position to cash out as a player?
No, I mean, it never was an issue with me. I've always had the mindset of a blue-collar worker, and I felt always that my work ethic would prevail me to be where I wanted to be. So grinding is not only a physical thing, but it's a state of mind too, you know. And I, from the things that I've experienced, you know, thus far, I always know that there's a process. You know, you can't go to college without, you know, passing high school, you know, and then you can't go to the league without achieving on the collegiate level, you know. And I'm in the middle of a project right now with architecture, and, you know, I tried to skip some steps, and it's biting me a little bit, you know. So there's no skipping steps. And each level, you know, you just have to do your best and achieve. But work ethic is the dominant, I think, is your dominant decision and approaching work every day at the best of your ability. And then things will work itself out.
I love it right there, and that's some great advice, and hopefully you young players are listening, that, you know, you can't skip steps, and your work ethic is going to be what you put on the mantle one day. So, Donald, talk to me a little bit. I'm very interested in your opinion as far as coaches' perception. How big do you think a coach's perception is towards the end of a year for a player, whether it's to refer him to a college or maybe an NFL scout, or whether it's to put him in a better position, a higher role for the next season if he's staying on that particular team? How big do you think the coach's perception is?
It's huge, because obviously they have a say in and a recommendation, and whoever is going to employ you next wants to have some type of account of the type of player you are or the type of student you are, your work ethic, your mind frame. Are you a team player or are you a selfish player? You know, those things matter, because when you're thinking about, you know, football, it's obviously a team sport. And like you said, you are individually a contractor and you're assigned to do whatever job your position is entitled to do. But a coach's opinion, yeah, it matters. So you always want to put your best foot forward. You always want to, you know, be courteous. And I think back to the work ethic thing, you know, is it shows. You know, it shows how important this is, prioritizing your lifestyle, you know, is very important. So are you going to go out on that, you know, Friday night, you got a home game, or are you going to be looking over your plays, watching some film to get a beat on the opponent, you know? And that's where true champions are really won in that instance.
I love that right there. And for you young players, you know, you want to finish the season strong, because these coaches – they obsess over this. They obsess over wins and losses. They'll sit there in the off season watching film of games from the season, and you don't want your plays to be the worst plays that they watch. You know, a lot of times, especially at the NFL level, you'll see them draft positions that had terrible ends of the year. You know, if you look at how Osweiler got to the Houston Texans, it was because they couldn't do anything in the playoffs, you know, at quarterback. So a lot of times decisions are made based off of how guys finish the season. For those that are just joining us, we're in the BYGP locker room. We have roughly 10 minutes here. We've been graced with the presence of Mr. Donald Strickland, dear friend of mine, former college all-conference player at the University of Colorado, and then went off to have a great career in the NFL. Donald, talk to me a little bit, because you've been on winning teams and you've been on teams that had tough seasons. Could you tell the difference from training camp, or did it take some time in the season to tell whether or not you were on a good team or a bad team?
I mean, you always go into training camp, and that's a good question, because the difference of championship teams that I've – well, not championship, but winning teams I've been on and losing teams that I've been on, and it was a matter of effort sometimes, and everybody being on one accord, you know, and having a belief in the coach and what he was, you know, putting us in situations with, and just the amount of blue collar workers you had on that squad, you know. But there is always a difference, and it starts with confidence, you know. And when you're around people who don't, you know, sort of give effort or can take plays off, I never like loafing, you know. That was one thing I prided myself in. If you don't know what loafing is, it's like if you're on the screen and the play is still going on, but you're giving a half step, you know, that's a loaf. So, you know, the difference of championship team caliber is like the Colts, man. I mean, from day one, training camp, you know, they had a mindset of winning. And the years I was on, my rookie year, you know, they weren't that successful previous year. I think they got blown out by the Jets 2-2. And in that year, you know, defense, everybody was gelling and on one accord, and we worked hard and we competed each and every day better, you know. And they were saying, if you ain't getting better, you're getting worse. So I think the difference was just a matter of mindset of winning and knowing how to win. And once you get a taste of it, then you desire it and you know what it takes to achieve it. And then you continue to approach on and try to build off of that momentum.
I love it. Great advice right there. And we've got a couple more questions here for Donald. And I know you guys are getting a lot out of his conversation as far as finishing the season strong. We mentioned that I know you've been on some teams that weren't so great. And we've all been on those teams where it's just like a losing syndrome. You know, it's just a toxic locker room. What advice would you give to a player, Donald, that's on a losing team right now?
Focus on your job and being the best contributor you can be to that team, because, like you said, coaches do watch, and especially when things are not going so well because everything's on the line, they want to see who's putting in that extra time in the film room after practice, you know. And those are the testaments that carry you forward into next year. So I would advise them to really just to focus on being accountable to the best that you can be, and hitting that gym room a little extra, just showing a little extra effort, a little extra effort. That's all they want to see. And it'll carry you over during tough times, and it'll prepare you for when that champion or that next season comes and things are looking different. You know, you putting in work, and it's going to show.
Perfect right there. And last but not least, and once again, we appreciate the time, but what competitive advantage would you give a kid or tell a kid as far as finishing the season strong, whether it's from a mental standpoint or whether it's something physically they can do to keep their body healthy? What's the competitive advantage that a young man might be able to utilize to finish the season strong?
Just the mindset. It's a mindset. That's that's the biggest competitive advantage that you have, and that's what separates, you know, mediocre players from great players is the confidence. Well, how do you gain confidence? Is you got to go out there and have success doing what you do. And the only way to go about it is to take every rep like it's Monday night, you know what I'm saying, where everybody's watching. So, but when nobody's watching, especially at practice, you have to go into practice with a mindset like it's Monday night. And if you continue, we're creatures of habit. So if you continue to have that routine, there's no doubt that you're going to get better. It's not even a question that you're going to get better because you're putting in the effort. You're doing what it takes. And once you have a taste of that, you're going to always want it, and you're always going to know what to do because you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best, you know, competitive advantage is to have that mindset to go into it each and every day and give it your all. And that's whether you're on the field, that's whether you're rehabbing, because it's only going to help you in the long run.
Well, I never thought about it that way as far as being a creature of habit to get better. And it's basically you've got a habit of getting better because of the way you practice. So in your mind, Donald, do you think that a player can get better during the season?
Of course, you get better. That's what – and now – back to your question, the difference between good teams and losing teams is that the teams get better throughout the season. You know, they are aligned. You know, the offense and the quarterback and the receiver are on time together. You know what I'm saying? The line is doing its job, and they're learning, you know, different calls, and they're perfecting the scheme. You know what I'm saying? So when you do something over and over with a mindset of approaching it as getting better each day or putting your best effort in each day, it becomes a routine habit to become the best in whatever you're doing, so to speak. And there's a book that I read by Malcolm Gladwell, and I think it was in A Tipping Point or Outliers, one of the but it's a 10,000-hour rule, you know, and to become a professional at anything, whatever you want to do, you have to put an equated 10 hours of work into that job. And that's just the bottom line. That's the least amount of time that you got to put in to become a professional at it. So if you putting in that work in, those hours in, each and every day consistently with a focus on doing something a little bit better than you did the previous day, you're going to win in life, not just football, in life. So
there you go. And that's exactly what we want for these young men. So, hey man, I know you're running, like you said, you're going from project to project. So thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know the kids got a lot out of it.
Oh, man, I appreciate it getting me on. You know, I love you like a brother, man, and I love what you're doing out here, you know, because they need it. They need guidance, man, and it's the right opportunity for them to take advantage of. So keep doing what you're doing, bro, and I'm always here to support.
Thanks so much, boss, and much love as well. So tell the family I said hello, and we'll have you on again shortly.
All right, no problem. Y'all have a great evening.
All right, so there you guys have it. That is Mr. Donald Strickland. Like I said, very dear friend of mine. Known him since he was a freshman in high school, but I wanted to bring him in because he's been able to cash out, like I said. He's been able to seize the moment, whether it was high school to college, college to pro, whether it was next contract to this contract, he's been able to seize the moment as far as running through the finish line strong so that the coaches have a great perception of him and that he puts himself in a greater position for success. And that's all we want for you guys. So we definitely thank Donald for coming on. You know, some of the key things that I think he mentioned was the confidence, you know, having a mindset of confidence, talking about the process, realizing that, you know, it takes time and that you have to work through these things, being a creature of habit. If you were a great practice player at the beginning of the season, don't start tailing off and being a poor practice player because the team isn't having a great season. Finish strong. Finish strong. Keep the perceptions of your coach up so that the next coach that wants to come and bring you on his team gets a good perception of you, you know. So these are key things, you guys, that I really want you guys to focus on because, like I said, the higher the ladder, the higher you climb in the business of football, the more critical it's going to be for you to finish strong. I remember, I'll give you guys this story before I let you go, but I was playing arena football out in Austin, Texas, and had, you know, a decent end to the season, but my last game was the worst game of the season for me. And I got let go in the off season. The coach called me up and said, you know, I love you, but the head coach has made a move and we're not going to bring you back. And I think a lot of that had to do with my last game. It was the last viewing of me. You know, it was the last attraction. So I was a free agent. I had to find a job after that, you know. So a lot of times the higher you go in football, the more distinct things become as far as whether or not you're going to get another shot based off of how you finish the season. So I know a lot of you guys have big aspirations. Hopefully that helped you guys out tonight. And we will definitely have Donald back up on the show soon in the locker room giving some great advice. For the rest of the BYGP team, we are signing off. And we will definitely see you guys at the top. Have a good one.
Closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mouth. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. Guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted, but that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can get in the doors, but it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been.
My whole life's been a chase, it's a gift and a curse. Was on my way up to the top and slipped into reverse. And the same thing I thought killed me brought out the real me. That's real, see. You gotta find what you love and let it kill you. Just gotta live with the will like Uncle Phil do. Cause on the real, everybody go through times when the sun don't shine. Don't know when our time will come, but it will come in time. Cause yo, I said it first, ain't no telling where I'm headed. So this is for the people that was with me when I said it. And when I said it, I meant it, I swear I won't forget it. Told my family and my friends that I'm forever indebted to friends.
Closer, closer.